Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, friends. We've got a treat for you today. I made my first road trip to the Mississippi Delta, and we are going to share our thoughts on that trip with you today. And also, it's June, so if you're not getting our newsletter, this is the perfect time to sign up to get that. Sit back, get your glass of tea, and meet me at the table.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth,
and we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia. We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table.
So pull up a chair. All right, we're back to report in on our weekend road trip.
We
got away for the weekend, as did maybe some people listening. It's coming off of Memorial Day weekend, so we decided to go visit the Mississippi Delta because
we just did two nights. It wasn't like the three or four night thing.
Yeah. Right. But we've never spent any time down there.
Know,
we have talked
so
about
good.
Places down there on the podcast, but we were just wanting to go experience it for ourselves.
That's right. And since we live in Franklin, we decided at least one way we're going on the trace, the Natchez Trace.
Yes. So we took the Natchez Trace from Franklin all the way to
Tupelo,
yes. So that was, what did we say it was? Was that like closer to 5 hours for us? We had some stops.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not an interstate, so you're not flying.
Right. What's the speed limit? 50 is the most.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had great weather. Well, we had great weather after we
most
got through
of the
rain.
Time.
But low traffic.
Yeah.
I was surprised that we didn't encounter more motorcycles and families out picnicking.
Yeah.
So we had a good day that we picked to go down. And I'm so glad we did it that way.
I am too. And I wanted to mention a resource that I had that we used. Now, we did a whole episode on the Natchez Trace.
Yeah.
So if you're going to drive it, check that episode out. But this is put out by the Natchez Trace. It's their website's www.scenictrace.com.
Yes.
And this is called Explore the Natchez Trace, a unique journey from Natchez to Nashville. So obviously it's backwards to what
right.
the direction what we were going, but that's easy to
But that's technically
see.
The way people say it goes.
Right.
That's like
we're the end. On
yes.
the end.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, it has some great information in this resource. If you're going to make the drive, it's worth picking up at your, you know, either from their site or if you're at a visitor center that happens to have one.
Yeah.
Because it has different itineraries for different things you might want to do. If you're interested in the American Indian sites or the Civil War sites or outdoor adventures, that kind of thing. And it even has mile marker stops.
Nice.
You know, things you might want to see. But we just kind of based a lot of our stops on restroom needs.
Yes. And we were...
And we got lucky, I think, or else they're all awesome.
We were full we were full on gas, so we never had to make a gas stop. And I would highly recommend filling up before you jump on.
Because you're not sure where you're going to get some.
Yeah. Spread out between stops. But yeah, that stop we made was awesome. What was it called?
We stopped at what they call just a picnic area called Glen Rock Branch, milepost 364.5. A lot of things are by milepost because those are marked along the way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Creek and just, it was just a beautiful setting.
Yeah, just a very small little hill to walk down that was gravel. So, I mean, it was
easy to get down there.
Yeah.
Good bathroom stop. It's picnic area if you wanted to have your lunch there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I would say include that in a trip for sure.
It was a sweet little stop. And another stop we made just happened to be the far P-H-A-R-R, mounds.
Yes.
A burial site of old.
Yeah.
And that would be important in the American Indian itinerary.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good signage to tell you little history nuggets along the way.
Yeah. We did not make a stop in Tupelo to see Elvis's home, but if that's something important to you, that would be.
No, and if we'd had more time, I also would have done the Muscle Shoals stop off. Sure. Yeah. So we dipped into Alabama just for a little bit, and then most of it was Mississippi.
Yeah.
So we went straight to Oxford, Mississippi.
Cut across off the Natchez and went over to Oxford.
And we drove straight to the home of William Faulkner.
Yes.
A renowned novelist, which the home is called Roanoke.
Right.
Because of the name of the tree. It was built circa 1848.
Oh, look at you go.
So from, well, I just took notes along the way, you know. I wouldn't have known this beforehand. So from 1930 to 1962... This was Faulkner's home, and he named it for the Rowan tree, which was a symbol of security and peace. So it's now maintained as a literary landmark, and we noticed also that it had been added to the national, what is the
title? National Historic Place. That means it was very important in the American culture.
The formation of the United States.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Big deal.
That is a big deal. It was such a beautiful property. Now, it was closed to inside tours. We could walk around the outside. Yeah, you couldn't
go in the house.
Closed because of COVID. Right. Normally, they do tours. And the grounds just were
so pretty.
Beautiful enough that I was still glad we stopped just to see that.
Yeah. There's even a path around the home that typically you would be able to do if the home was open. That's called the Bailey's Woods Trail.
Okay.
So like if you wanted to plan in a little short walk.
Yeah.
From just getting out of the car.
Yeah.
That was one thing. We were excited to just stretch our legs and walk around and see pretty trees.
But. Yes. So we had already noticed all the beautiful magnolia trees as we got off the highway. We were already seeing them in the front yards of so many homes and, of course, all around different big properties. And they are the Magnolia State. I don't think I even realized Mississippi was the Magnolia State, but
they're
I see why.
Everywhere.
I absolutely see why.
And I loved that on their historic landmark signs, it had a big magnolia.
I know.
They were some of the prettiest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like those signs.
Yes.
Not just a plain old green or something.
Yes.
It was like really pretty.
Yes.
I think they're blue. I can't remember, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So that was a great stop. And then we went to the square.
In Oxford. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's an adorable square.
So cute.
My goodness.
Yeah. They've got all kinds of shops, boutiques, lots of cool little little nooks and cranny kind of spots, I would say. Like little bars and...
Yeah.
Just
a
cool
very
vibe.
Famous bookstore called Square Books. So, in fact, there was Square Books, Square Books Junior, off Square Books.
Yeah, that was like
that
the clearance.
Was the discount.
Yeah.
Anyway, we hit the Square Books Junior and the Square Books.
Yes.
And, just a privately owned bookstore. And they have a lot of book signings at this bookstore.
They must. Yeah.
So because of that, they have a lot of signed copies available. So if you're looking for a signed copy of a book, that would be a great place to check.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could probably order it from them.
I would guess.
Yeah.
I would think so. And I just also wanted to mention early on from the get-go, John Grisham being a Mississippi guy. He's always done a lot of book signings for Square Books.
Yeah.
So if you're a Grisham fan, you may have already been there.
Yeah.
To see him. But I was surprised at the number of signed books they had available.
Yeah.
Elizabeth High School's book was there.
Yeah. Elizabeth Passarella. She there
hers
too?
Hers was there too.
Yeah.
Signed copies.
Yeah.
So two guests we've had on recently.
And I ventured up to the second floor because I was curious to see what their Southern culture section looked like. That's kind of the only section I spent much time in.
Okay.
And it was cool to see different titles that I don't see carried everywhere.
Okay.
So that's just one of those things with an independent bookstore. sure that you do get is just a little bit uniqueness of either local authors or some sort of niche topic that you can tell they kind of own.
Yeah.
And yes, so, that's true. Like the one I think here in Franklin, I feel like they own a good history section.
Yeah, Civil War stuff, yeah. That kind of thing.
So right. There's just that uniqueness to popping in and seeing titles that you might not have ever heard of, but that you might be interested in if that's a topic that you like. So, yeah.
I mean, I think there's more to say about the square just in the sense of there's a lot of clothing stores.
Yeah.
Would you use the word preppy? There was a lot of preppy
for sure.
Clothing in that area. Like, I just felt like a lot of it, that was kind of the look, was a very preppy look.
Yes.
Hinton and Hinton that had both a men's and a women's store.
Yeah.
We had heard of Cicada, so we popped in there. I didn't stay long. It was out of my league price-wise.
That's right. Yeah.
There's home goods store, just all kinds of shopping. But yes, when we got hungry, boy, did we hit a home run.
We sure did. We've talked about this place on our catfish episode, and we got to go experience it for ourselves.
Taylor Grocery
in Taylor, Mississippi.
I even kept my
very
menu.
Close to Oxford. Oh, cool.
I kept the menu.
Good
so
for
let's talk
you.
About that. Well, for this purpose. I won't keep it like
you're not
in a scrapbook.
You're not scrapbooking it.
But let's just give them as best we can a taste. Haha. Okay. Appetizers go from everything from red beans and rice to oysters to gumbo. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's Southern. We all got the catfish.
Yes.
And I would say I think it's the best catfish I've ever had.
Ditto. For sure.
Because I loved that breading. It was like a light breading, but it had a teeny, I don't know if they put a little bit of cayenne or something. It
tasted like that. Yeah.
So good. And basically with the catfish, your order, like it's about how much do you want? And do you want it filleted or the whole catfish?
Yeah.
We all got fillets.
Yeah.
And it came with two sides and four hush puppies.
Those hush puppies were good.
And y'all, are you ready for this? So the small fillet plate, which was the two catfish fillets with two sides and hush puppies,
$9.
If you wanted four... And those were teeny little catfish fillets. So if you're like really, really, really hungry, I would do the full plate. That was $13.
Yeah. Amazing price. Which makes it taste even better
even
to
better.
Me.
Live music. There was live music. And they were singing all kinds of just, I mean, I have a little video where they're singing the song Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Just so fun.
Very much a dive place.
Oh, totally a dive.
So we sat outside as we waited for our table, and it looked like we were just kind of at a rundown train depot.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly what it looked like.
You know.
And one thing we will mention that I thought was funny was people just came in with solo cups with their cocktails or something.
We didn't get the memo to bring your own, but open containers were
clearly, big deal. People came in with wine glasses.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen anything quite like this. That was hilarious. If you're not a catfish person, they do have steak, chicken, shrimp, and oysters, pork tenderloin, a chef salad. Like, there's other things you can get. I don't know why you wouldn't get the catfish, but anyway. And then desserts, we have the chocolate cobbler.
That's good.
Because you don't see that on every menu. They have peach cobbler, pecan pie. Very Southern choices.
Yes.
So
it was a great experience. It was quintessential Southern.
So
you know, just very friendly Southern waitresses running around, the band, like you said, the t-shirts for sale, you know, just all of it.
It was very, very Southern experience.
Yes. And then we stayed on campus.
Yes. That was a just kind of came upon in looking for a hotel, and that was great.
And campus being the University of Mississippi, aka Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Is it a Marriott property?
No.
Who owned that? I can't remember. But it was...
I felt like it was just independent.
Okay.
I kind of even wondered if it had formerly been a dorm, just based on some of the layout of some of the...
Maybe.
Rooms, but I don't know that for sure. But we were on campus.
It served our needs very well.
Yeah. So it was a large hotel, the Inn at Ole Miss. And we stayed just just our first night there. But we were able to then explore campus.
Yeah.
Really easy.
Get to see where the Grove is. It wasn't in its full-blown tailgate experience.
Yeah.
Glory.
But one thing we did notice when as soon as we were in Oxford is it from the locals, it could have been game day just based on everybody's...
How many people had on...
Still wearing Ole Miss stuff. Like, I don't wear Tennessee stuff year-round.
No. It's usually just football season.
Right.
And I know that there is baseball stuff going on.
Sure.
But not for, to the extent of the number of what we saw.
No, we saw everything. So, yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Fun, because I still felt like everybody was, you know.
It shows how much they love their local school, too.
Yeah.
And did you feel like it was a lot of, like, men in nice Ole Miss golf shirts?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was good looking.
Yes, yes. They could have gone to the Masters in what they had
exactly.
on, for sure. Yes.
Exactly.
Maybe they got it on some PGA Tour stop. I don't know. But, yeah.
So funny. Well, I just had to see the sorority row. Because
yes.
being that I was in a sorority in Kappa Delta, I've heard that it's next level down there. Well, it is.
We've confirmed it's next level down
there.
It's
next level. I don't know what their dues are. I guarantee it's more than
Western Kentucky.
More than mine were. But those homes are like something straight out of a magazine.
Yeah.
The Kappa Delta house from the front is beautiful, but from the side, oh my word. So from the front, it's, you know, it's a White House, columns.
Stately. Very stately.
Very stately. Great way to say that. But from the side, it's like three levels, and it's all got a porch lined with rocking chairs, all three levels.
Yes, that was the glory point. When we turned back, and we were like, whoa, wait, look at the backside.
Yeah. I've since looked up a few pictures.
Oh, you
and
have?
You can see that often they'll take the picture at an angle, so you see that.
Uh-huh.
Not just a straight on, because straight on it's pretty, but it's not as, you don't see how big it is.
Yeah.
So that was fun for me to see.
Very cool. And yeah, like you said, the Grove was not, you know, covered
in its glory.
With tailgates, but you could see why.
You could so tell. And there's like a big pavilion. I'm guessing they have, you know, music going,
yeah.
And I bet it is something else.
You could see why it is quite the spot. So one day we'll get down there for a game day. But yeah, we could still experience it.
That was awesome.
And see why it's so amazing. And then we had breakfast. The next day, right?
And, you know, we were kind of open to where we wanted to go, but we landed on a place called Big Bad Breakfast.
Yes.
John Currents is the chef who's in charge of this restaurant that I now know has multiple locations, including a new one in Franklin, Tennessee.
Yeah. So we drove to Oxford and had breakfast at somewhere we now have down the road. But that's okay.
That's
that
okay.
Happens.
I believe Oxford was the first. And, so I thought that I had read it had like a, or I thought that I had heard it had a Cajun flair.
I didn't sense that
other than the bacon was Tabasco bacon.
Yeah.
So that, I guess, could be considered Cajun.
Maybe they had a few more things like that that
we
just
didn't necessarily notice. I got chicken and waffles.
I got a cat head biscuit with bacon and eggs and cheese.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Good coffee, of course. Can a place make it without good coffee if it's a breakfast place?
I know, right? Yeah. Again, cute t-shirts.
Such cute t-shirts. I was even almost wanting to get one of those t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that spot. It did have a wait, and the wait got even longer after we had eaten.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think ours was 30 minutes, but it was on, was it on over an hour?
It was Saturday morning, though, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Saturday morning, so... On a
so
holiday
keep that
weekend.
In mind if you go.
Yeah.
But I would say that was a good spot for breakfast. Get us full for our journey ahead.
Yes. All right. So from Oxford, we drove over to Clarksdale, Mississippi, which we, of course, have also mentioned on this podcast with our Delta Blues episode.
Yes. It's one of the most quintessential cities to see if you're a blues fan.
Absolutely.
Because the surrounding areas is where a lot of these blues musicians grew up.
Yes.
But Clarksdale's also a place that's just where a lot of the biggest stuff came out of.
Sure.
So there's a couple of spots that are no longer open that we didn't get to see because they're no longer open. Po' Monkeys being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the famous, I guess, now blues clubs is called Ground Zero.
Yes.
And that, well, hold up. I said that we would start there. Let's start with where when we drove into Clarksdale, the very first thing that happened.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're going to say this because this set the tone.
It totally set the tone. And I just, it's one of my favorite moments from the whole trip.
Me too.
We are coming down this road. Getting close to the town square. And this man is got a sign.
Yeah, I thought it was actually for a car wash that they were waving people in, for a car wash, a fundraising car wash kind of a thing.
So we pull in, and his sign says, free prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, do you guys need prayer? Would you like prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Drive-through prayer. What his sign said, drive-through prayer.
Yeah.
We pull in.
Yeah. My husband was driving. That blinker went on. We were like, sure. Yeah, so they just guided us right through their parking lot. Like, they kind of had some cones set up and a couple of tents.
And was there, like, three teams, I think?
I think so.
Like, three separate teams so they could do three cars at a time.
And this was their church parking lot that they were using.
And I actually have a paper that one of the ladies handed me, Laura Beth.
Okay, so where were we?
It was St. James Temple, Church of God in Christ, Elder Willie Bays, Jr. Pastor.
So love
it. So this is who was doing this. They have a 10:30 morning worship service. So we it was so sweet.
They were so sweet. They just, like, you stay in your car.
Yeah,
like, it
you
literally
have to get out.
Drive through prayer.
Roll your windows down. They ask, like, do you need prayer for healing? Do you need specific prayer, you know, prayer specific for anything, or just do you just want prayer?
Yeah.
So we just said, we just want prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
I did think it was interesting that she prayed for, you know, healing and for sickness to dry up in our bodies because Philip wasn't feeling well and you weren't feeling great. So
we had a cold or something. We're still fighting something. Yeah.
Anyway, it was precious.
I'm on their mailing list now. So I don't know if I'll hear much from them, but if I do, that'll be fun to get some mail from them.
And I thought it was sweet that Jacob got to, you know, just even see all of that going down. It was really sweet.
Yeah. Good people. So that kind of set the tone. And I loved that because I was thinking, in a place where you may be trying to get, some touch point with some hard to reach people, whether they're just trying to go to a club or they're in hard times financially, that's sort of the extremities that we saw.
Yeah, for sure.
In this area. What a great and easy touch point to just say, you don't have to come even in the church. Just drive through.
Drive through prayer.
So that was a great, I would say, entry into the city. Because just around the corner, then we were seeing our destination, which, as you mentioned, was the Ground Zero Blues Club. So Clarksdale, Mississippi has long been described as Ground Zero for blues fans and experts. And so people say, you know, it all started there. So that's why it's called Ground Zero Blues Club. But this club was built to preserve and bring a place, a large place even. It was a large club.
Yeah, it is a large club.
To celebrate the area's blues history in a venue that it can continue. Because as you just mentioned, a lot of the really, really famous places are no longer even open.
Yeah.
So a guy by the name of Bill Luckett, Morgan Freeman, yes, that Morgan Freeman, Eric Meyer, and Howard Stovall. Those four guys opened the Ground Zero Blues Club, and they are just striving to keep that Delta Blues experience alive for people. So that was cool. We were there during the day. So
it was hopping. I mean, there was live music happening. I felt fine taking Jacob in there.
I did too. He was the only kid in there. I mean, it's not like it's not a family restaurant.
I guess I just mean like it wasn't dark and
right.
It was well lit.
Yeah.
You know.
I think the largeness of it is what made me feel okay to bring him in.
It didn't feel like it
like a dive where we went down the stairs or like you're saying,
it was well lit and everything. The band that was playing, he was totally smitten with this harmonica.
Yes.
Because he has a harmonica.
He's
tried to play it a little bit, but I think it was neat for him to see it being played well.
Yes, very well.
So that was fun. And of course, you know, you saw all kinds of people in there.
Yeah.
You know, black, white, rich, mm-hmm. poor. I mean, mm-hmm. just everybody in there. And again, because it's kind of a well-known spot, lots of t-shirt sales and yeah. things like that. But, you know, we didn't eat there, but I think their food's supposed to be pretty decent. Like, if you wanted to make that your lunch spot, it has a very southern menu and,
yeah.
you know.
They're open Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay.
Wednesday and Thursday evening only, though. So if you're wanting to go during the day, go Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
They open as early as 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. And we were there pretty shortly after that.
Yeah, we were.
And it was already full.
It was. Now that I'm thinking of that, that's yeah. kind of interesting. It is right across the street from the Delta Blues Museum.
Yes.
Which is not a real big museum, but they have, you know, some instruments to see and,
yeah.
you know, some of that kind of stuff. And then they do have a little gift shop.
Yeah.
But
again, if you're going to make your way to Clarksdale, those are two good spots to hit because there's not going to be a long list of beyond those two things that we have to tell you, you know.
Well, that's true.
To go
so
see.
There is a little town where yeah. we walked around.
Yeah.
And actually, that was kind of hard for me to see.
It was sad.
Knowing how important of a place this is.
Yeah.
Because boarded up stores, yeah. broken yes. glass, potholes in all the parking lots.
Yeah.
Just not thriving
no.
in that way.
It's because the structures were there. So at one point, there has been, community and yeah, life
an old
happening.
Theater that looked like it hadn't. I mean, on the sign, there was something that was from October of 2020. So
yeah.
it's not.
Yeah.
got anything really going no. on. We saw this is just a funny kind of thing that happens in a town like this. Little cat eating outside of a little shop that caught Jacob's eye.
Yep.
And so we talked to this guy who's standing outside that puts the cat food out. We just start a little conversation with him. Jacob says, can we go in there to his little tiny shop?
Leave it to a three-year-old to just
right. make friends.
Build the agenda for the day, right? Oh, okay, we're going in here now.
And so we go into this little harmonica shop. This guy makes custom harmonicas.
Yeah.
And he tells us he's made them for Ozzy Osbourne, Dan Aykroyd. And, you know, I mean, I'm kind of thinking like, oh, that's cool. I mean, why would he lie? I'm sure that's true.
Yes, but I was like, Ozzy Osbourne plays harmonica. Like, there were some things where I was just like, huh?
Is this right?
What story
but
is this?
But he had pictures with famous people in yeah. his little shop. I mean, y'all, it was little.
Little. Yeah.
And there's like two barber chairs. Did you notice these barber chairs on a tire? Where you could sit.
Yeah.
And other than that, there's nowhere to sit in the store.
No. And it was a, like, you break it, you buy it situation, too. Mm-hmm. Like, because not everything was for sale. Some of it was just his collectibles.
His memorabilia. It's a very odd experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did get that his name was Deke.
Yeah.
Don't know his last, you didn't know his last name, but we're just chatting it up. So, do I just go ahead and say this now?
Well, I mean... I guess so. Leave it to us. Sorry, we don't know all of the Blues history, but oops, we didn't realize that we were standing next to or talking to
DeCarp.
I guess he's pretty legendary because right across the street on the mural that's painted for the city, it's got people listed like Allman Brothers, Mavis Staples, B.B. King, Muddy Waters, DeCarp.
Hello.
John Lee Hooker, Robert Johnson. Like, the list continues. Like, oh.
I know every one of those names except DeCarp.
Okay.
And that's who we met.
That's
so,
who we
there
stood
you go.
And talked to. So, I guess he has done a little worldwide touring.
Yeah, when he said he toured the world, I guess he was not kidding. We didn't get down to the B.B. King Museum. I think that's Greenville.
Okay, yeah,
but if
yeah,
you're
yeah.
a B.B. King fan, you should head
that
there
would be
for
fun.
Sure. We just did the best we could with our time. But we did see Reds. So let's just talk about that before we leave.
Yeah, that was... we walked over to it. It was walking distance from Ground Zero.
Yeah.
Like 4-minute walk.
I was shocked. Because I've heard of Reds as a juke joint.
Mm-hmm.
Infamous, famous, whatever you want to say, juke joint. You'll drive right by this and not know that's what it is.
Oh, absolutely.
It is a total dive.
Yeah.
There's a smoker out front. The You can barely even see the sign painted that says Rad's on there.
You can't, because there's an awning that overhang. Well, I guess he'd call that an awning. There's
some
metal, something metal.
No window, not a window to be seen. I bet it's so dark in there. It wasn't open, because it doesn't even crack the door till 7:30.
It says Levine Music Center on the brick. I'm just zooming into a photo, because you really can't see the Red's Blues Club sign. Because of this metal thing hanging. Well,
it's a very, you know, popular spot for the blues. But I'm just saying, you would drive by and never know it. And I don't know if I would have even seen it if it was dark. This
True.
Is in the daylight.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got some pictures there. It wasn't open yet. And then we walked down to a little playground and met the most delightful people.
Oh my gosh.
While
they
Jacob
were
played with their with all
so
their
nice.
Kids.
And this is the exact experience that I was thinking about when we were talking to them that came up when we had our interview with the Thrasher Brothers, that they said, you don't have to go to museums or,
yes.
you know, the larger event venues. You got to just talk to the people of the South. And that's, again,
that's
like our
was.
Experience over at the church and our experience
yes.
on the playground. It really is the people
yeah.
that make the South so great. So.
We met some just sweet friends, and, you know, there again, kids always bridge the gap, don't they? So they're
doing
cartwheels together, so it gives us talking to the
yep.
other parents, and just sweet people. And I was so grateful for the recommendation of on our way to Greenwood, Mississippi, stop in Sumner.
Oh.
We wouldn't have stopped if
no.
this guy hadn't told us to.
Again, another thing that, like, talking to a local, sometimes us locals, wherever you live, forget that a story that made headlines and is huge in your mind doesn't always get to the whole country.
Right.
You know? And it's sad to think that, because some of these
well,
headlines
it, yeah,
are big deal.
It got to the whole country, but not in this day and age, because it was in the 50s.
Yeah.
So, anyway. That was the Emmett Till trial.
Yes.
This young boy, 14 years old, was brutally murdered in this little bitty town.
This was August 1955.
55.
Yeah, so I've never even heard of Sumner, Mississippi.
That's where the trial took place. All white jury. And the two murderers, it's so obvious that they were the murderers. You can look the story up. I don't even want to talk about it. It's not uplifting at
No,
all.
It's not at all.
But it's so obvious that they were the murderers and they got off scot-free.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was famous about this story is I think that people were trying to hurriedly get this
pushed
over,
through. Yeah.
And so they wanted to get this kid buried pretty quickly.
Mm.
And the mother, I mean, I just think this is so brave of her. He was from Chicago. He was visiting
yeah.
his uncle when
yeah.
he was in this Mississippi town. And the mother had the body shipped back to Chicago and had an open casket funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was so shocking for
yeah.
people to see how horrible it was. But so brave, too.
That's very brave of her. And, yeah, that's a message that needed to be sent.
And still does.
Still does, unfortunately.
But we've come a long way.
We have. And, you know, we said our own prayer there on mm-hmm. at the courthouse, because we were led to that place for a reason, not to just take a picture and move on. So
yeah.
we, you know, we said our prayer and...
And God wanted us there. That's why we had the conversation on the playground, too.
Exactly. So, man, I was so glad we got to stop
yeah,
there.
That was important. Yeah, so that was a stop. And then we made it to Greenwood,
Mississippi, the cotton capital of the world. Didn't know that until
I
read
that
on their
sign. I thought that was Natchez,
so. I know.
Well, anyway.
They're claiming it in Greenwood. So, Greenwood, Mississippi, again. Small town. Did I read population 18,000? I think I did.
I feel like you said that at one point.
Yeah. So, small town that had been highly recommended to us by some friends. Also home to
The Viking
Culinary Institute.
And that's where all of the Viking appliances are made.
Yeah.
So we saw Viking on several different buildings, you know, because there's a lot of employees. Even its own health center for the Viking employees.
Yes.
Like, it's a big part of their economy there.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy American, you might have to spend a little more, but yeah. Nice appliances.
Yes.
Yeah, but we got to see the culinary, like where they do the classes, cooking classes.
So cool.
And, you know, there's a shop there if you wanted to buy some nice kitchen gear.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say it's even as big as a Williams-Sonoma store or anything, but
no.
It's decent size and lots of cute kitchen things.
Yeah. And the town is precious, but yet frozen in time.
You said that phrase and I'm like, it is totally frozen in time.
Like eerie. Like if you were looking for something to be the backdrop that needed to look like the 1960s for like a photo shoot or say a film. For instance, The Help that was shot there. This is the perfect place, and I completely see why.
Absolutely.
All they had to do was pull some old cars into the street, and you've got the 1960s
That's
again.
Right.
I mean, it was weird, y'all.
Yeah, that was pretty pretty fun to see.
Yeah. So we did go and make some just drive-by, self-guided touring of different locations from the Help movie that had been shot there. We saw Skeeter's house. That's the main character. We saw the exterior of Skeeter's house, which is a beautiful plantation that let us drive through the driveway.
It was so fun because we weren't going to do that. And there was a little sign that says, help yourself.
Yeah.
Tour. What did it say? I don't remember exactly
but
how it was.
It's
allowing you to drive through.
Yeah, it's a circular driveway.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we just drove right up and drove right out. But it was really cool to get to see it closer than just from the road.
Thank you to those people for that little sign, because we never would have done that without the sign. But, Laura Beth, as you know, I rewatched The Help last night,
I was squealing. Are you serious?
Because there's two scenes where it's them pulling in, somebody pulling in that drive, and I'm like, I just did that this morning.
Crazy.
How weird is that? Like, I literally had just done it that morning.
I love that.
So you do need to rewatch
it.
And you're going to spoil.
Favorites. It's one of my favorite films. We saw the Leifalt home, which is sort of the famous ending to the film. Sad scene of...
Yeah, I teared up last night.
The character that Viola Jackson plays, parting ways to the child that she's poured life into, that whole film. So that was wild to see. We saw the exterior of the house that Viola... Did I say her name right just now? Viola Jackson? No.
So there's
Viola Davis. Excuse me. Viola Davis.
Yes.
And Octavia Spencer.
Yes.
Those are the two. Okay. Gosh, I don't know why that just left me.
Well, me too.
So we saw the exterior of Viola Davis's house. She plays that character, Abilene, I think is her name. Yeah. So we saw the exterior of her home, as well as the church that they attend.
Yes.
That's a fun part of that film that, you know, the church kind of comes alongside them to celebrate once the story makes its way out into a book form.
Yes.
And we got to see that, too. So we got to see four spots.
Yeah. And there was a couple other. Well, we saw the bookstore. It's not open, but where the book is in the window.
Yeah.
We did see that. And then there was a couple of other scenes, Laura Beth, that I was like, that was in that area. Like, I don't know exactly where it was, but I know it was right in that area.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you were right. The house at the very end, you were talking about her making that walk, and it totally was. Like,
that corner. That sticks with me in that movie. It really does.
That movie is so great.
I
wanted to absolutely smack. What's her name?
Tilly.
She's awful. She got that big old sore on her mouth towards the end of the movie.
So, yeah. one of the things that stood out to me the most about Skeeter's house is I remember in that movie how wide that screen door is on the front porch.
Mom said, that door is beautiful.
It is.
And I'm like, it actually is.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So,
yeah, it was, you need to do a rewatch because you'll just be giddy.
I will.
That you just saw this
maybe
yesterday.
I'll do that tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I have one other thing I had to say that was hilarious. We had booked our hotels, figured out where we're going for this trip, and I get the June, July garden and gun. And what do you think's in there?
Mississippi?
Well, always what we're going to do. I am not kidding. On page 108, they have a journey into the heart of Mississippi trip to Clarksdale and Oxford.
So yes. It's not even Jackson or Natchez. It's literally the same cities we
went
to.
I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
And then on to page 114, and there is a man talking about driving from Yazoo City to Greenwood, Mississippi.
What? That's crazy.
So I just have to keep telling myself that we're relevant, that we're not copying.
That's right.
We're relevant because I get frustrated where I'm like, this was our idea.
Yes.
And here we go, looking like we're copying one of the magazines.
Oh my gosh. I am so, so glad that I got to see the state of Mississippi, because I thought, well, I'm saying the state.
Some of
Mississippi.
A touch of it, yeah.
Because I thought it was just going to feel like Tennessee, but have different restaurants and shops.
No, it's different.
Completely different.
Yeah.
The South has so many different twists and turns to it.
It really does.
It's just amazing. So, yeah, I'm so glad I've experienced it, because it's different than I thought. It's better in some ways. It was harder in some ways. And I think y'all need to spend some time in the Delta. It's very, very interesting.
It is. And now, next up, I still want to get down further down.
Yeah.
You know, at some point. In fact, when I was looking at our route, I'm like, ooh, Natchez is too far for a couple night trip. Like, that almost would be better with New Orleans. It's so far down.
Agree.
You know?
Yes. Pair that with New Orleans.
Or something like that. But, yeah. So
good
many
trip.
More fun journeys
good
to be
trip.
Had.
Good
great.
Trip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's to summer and road trips and all the things that y'all are getting into. Can't wait to hear where y'all are going this summer. And until then, peace be with you.
And also with y'all.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.